Welcome to the Coffee with Craner show. Today I have Jeff Casey. He's the owner and publisher at Snapped Windsor, and he's also involved in a variety of different events in the Windsor Essex community. And recently, he was also the event chair for Play for a Cure. They've raised $280,000 for charities, and it's awesome to have him on the show today. Today we're going to be talking about what he sees this future of events in Windsor Essex being with the recent changes because of COVID-19. So we're going to talk a bit about how Jeff sees the future of them. So Jeff, thank you for joining me on today's show. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Awesome. So the first question that I have for you today relates to Snapped, and it's about when did you start Snapped and bring it to the Windsor scene and why?
Well, I started Snapped 7 years ago. There was a fairly significant medical thing that I had in my life. I was diagnosed with cancer about 11 years ago. I got through that and I had what you'd say maybe an incredible experience. It really opened my eyes to our community, to our medical community, and how our community really steps up and supports people. And I didn't really see that being promoted enough. And when I found Snapped and discovered all that they do, and their MO of being just promoting good news, I wanted to be a part of that, and I wanted to bring that to Windsor. So that's what I did. And so we started actually May of 2013. So this year, or yeah, this edition was what would be, quick math here, 7 times 12, 84. So 85th edition would have been, is our May edition actually. So yeah, pretty proud of that. And, you know, it's come a long way. You know, we started pretty quick and everything, but it's incredible. The awesome feedback that we get, and, you know, people are really engaged with positive news. So it's been fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, Snap attends pretty much every single event in Windsor Essex. So you really have full eyes on all the community events that happen. And I'm glad you're on the show and you're able to really bring some value to what events are going to look like.
Cool. You know, what's interesting about that really too, is I don't go out looking for events. The community comes to me. So that's how it's built, is people visit the website and they submit the event because they want to promote it and they want to invite us. So before COVID, we were getting anywhere between, like in a slow month, we'd be 200 events submitted. In a busy month, it'd be 350. Now, not every event they're requesting a photographer. I mean, like the Canadian Blood Service, they promote their blood drives. You know, we're not going to attend all of those. We'll maybe some special events, but so there's a ton of like little private events that they just want promoted, or they don't require a photographer. But yeah, so that's the cool part, is that it really is about engagement.
That's exactly it.
Hi, Joe.
So more recently with COVID-19, how has your business changed?
Well, we've seen a dramatic decrease of events. That's maybe an understatement even. But what's been awesome is that we're able to continue to engage the community and promote the good things. So I've been doing a lot more online with sharing events or promoting events just through Facebook, and then actually integrating that into the publication that we've still continued to print. But I'd say that's, well, I guess, kind of obviously the biggest thing, is that they're all the big events, most of them anyways, have been canceled, probably till the end of June, I think, thus far. So, you know, we don't have any events that we can specifically attend, but, this past, Friday, actually, we attended our very first event in a long time, and it's really maybe what people need to, or I need to educate people a little bit better on, of what is an event. So a local electric firm, I want to say DS Electric, they gave out blue light bulbs around Windsor Regional Hospital, and so that people around the community could show their support with blue light bulbs on the porch. So I sent a photographer, our trustee Michaelo, Mike Kovalev, formerly known as, and he took a picture of three people, like physically distancing, but, you know, we still got a good picture. And, you know, I'm honored and proud to be able to support and showcase something like that, where people are stepping up to support our community.
That's awesome. And with that, how do you see some of the events being held in Windsor, Essex due to COVID-19? You talked a bit about how there's that distance in the photo. But how do you see events being held?
Well, I think it's going to be slow startup. I have a feeling like right now, even as a society, we're only allowed to have groups of say 5 people. I know there's people doing more than that, but it's like a neighborhood thing where, you know and trust this group of people. And so I've seen groups of, 5, 10, 12 get together, the kids playing, which, may not be a good thing for some to see, but I also believe that there's that trust factor in those families. And I think as a society, we're going to come around to that and start to trust what's happening in our society as we get more legit information and we hear from our leadership saying that it's safe to do this, it's safe to do that. So I think it'll be a gradual increase of the number of people that are able to get together. So I think it'll be maybe group, you can have an event as long as there's no more than 30 people, then it's 100 people, then it's 150 people. And then there's certain rules and restrictions that go into it. So, a lot of people that are having to go to work, like there's workplaces where there's 100 people going and they just get tested on the way in. And whether those tests give you all of the information, I don't know, but it gives a level of like as much as you can do anyways, to feel safe and that you're protecting your people, your employees, your friends, who are typically who you work with, right? They become close friends and family. And so everyone wants to feel safe. So I think it's just going to take some time to get back to that. I kind of relate it back to even my being diagnosed with cancer. I went through a huge, crazy germaphobe portion of life,
yeah,
where nobody was allowed in my house if there was anyone sick in their house, if they had a temperature, if they had a cough, if their son was attending kindergarten and you're playing with your kid, I don't want you coming to my house because I couldn't get sick at all, right? So I put up my own little screening rules in my house, and I quarantined with my wife and my daughter at the time, and everyone respected it. And but after that, it takes a while to start to get comfortable, and I can't do this. And what happens is you develop a new normal, right? So there's going to be a big struggle. A lot of people want to get back to exactly how things were before COVID. I don't think that that's going to happen. And I think maybe some people need to change their attitude and look at it like, well, what's the new normal going to be? How can we still thrive, but with a kind of new set of rules in place? It's going to be, I mean, it took a lot of time for me, to be honest, and there's still daily struggles, but at the same time, and in light of that, you're going to get millions, tens of billion people trying to readjust to what a new normal is. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's a huge trust factor everywhere you go, whether it's eating in a restaurant or attending a concert, a wedding. Weddings are going to be huge, how that is going to change. So I kind of wanted to talk a bit about how do you believe the entertainment and media industry is going to be changing?
Oh, yeah, dramatically. Well, at weddings, they're going to be cheaper. Whoever has to pay for them, because they might have to be smaller.
Yeah.
Or more destination weddings, or maybe not. Maybe local destination. I think that's kind of leading into what you just asked there. And it's all obviously related. But in terms of how the media and events and everything are going to change, I mean, we've seen a lot of big events canceled and everyone's vacations and trips and can't cross the border. And, there's small towns this weekend that are saying, I know it's Victoria Day weekend, but don't come visit us. We're not ready for that. I think as we start to open up and as things and people become more comfortable, I think that we're going to be able to travel small distances. And I think it's going to open up a huge opportunity for our community. In a charity sense and a business sense, we're very good at trying to support local. Like we want to support that local farmers market or that local business and buy this and et cetera, et cetera. And even our charity work. I mean, there's a huge focus on doing charity work that supports local, all in favor of all this. I think with the entertainment and event business in Windsor, Essex is going to see a huge increase because I think a lot of our dollars kind of go across the border to Detroit, right? They have more people, but different infrastructure, professional teams, larger concerts, et cetera, et cetera. I think that there's going to be a influx of attendance at events in Windsor, Essex. But back to the original thing of, I don't know how many people are going to be able to attend these things. So we're going to have to start to think innovatively to be able to accommodate as many people as possible. And, you know, I don't know if you saw last night, but Blues Fest had Billy Raful on for their Unity, for our, I should say, our Unity concert. Things like that, that, you know, just kind of maintain the hope and that, you know, these events are going to come back. We don't know what they're going to look like, but we're still going to try to maintain some of that momentum and that all of our, like, the local community is going to be able to be there and support them. So, you know, back around to your question, I think that there's a huge opportunity in our area, and but it's going to have to be our community members that step up and help these events.
Yeah, and speaking of changes in events, I want to talk about a little bit of what Snapped is doing. So for those watching tomorrow for Victoria Day, you're going to be able to watch fireworks virtually. So I want to play a quick video on what virtual Victoria Day fireworks are going to look like. So just hold on 1 second. I'm just going to share my screen here.
So to do this, I encourage everyone to download the Snapped Hub app, which is, you see it listed there. And you're going to see a video of our AR guru, augmented reality, Daniel Ramlogan. He created this short video to demonstrate how the augmented reality digital fireworks are going to work.
Awesome. And here's a quick tutorial and demo. Here we go.
Hi, it's Danny here from Snapped. I've prepared this short video to demonstrate a fireworks experience delivered in augmented reality. We start by opening the Snapped Hub app and selecting the AR option from the bottom menu. Now, my home has been geofenced, so I can access the experience in my library. Once selected, the app
That's awesome.
They're pretty neat. I think I encourage people to actually go watch that video and you'll get a better feel for it, because the sound like wasn't in there for the first two videos, and then he added it for the last one, but I couldn't hear it there. I don't know if you could or not, but it adds that element. I mean, obviously it's not the same thing because we're not able to get together for the fireworks. And one of the biggest things is, you know, you feel fireworks in your bones, right?
Yeah.
As close as for the people that want to go waterfront. So the sound on that is actually pretty good. But again, we encourage everyone to do it. And I think it's back to being able to show some or maintain some momentum over your very traditional Windsor, Essex County, Detroit fireworks experience. I mean, I think it's important to try to maintain some type of momentum so that, you know, when we are able to get back to it, I mean, we can augment it with both, right?
Yeah.
So anyways, again, I encourage people to go and check it out and support it. I think we're trying to set, there's about 130 different snaps. So we're promoting this everywhere and different communities are buying into it. And so we're trying to set a Guinness record for the most people attending a virtual fireworks.
So for those watching, I posted it in the comments. So check out that video. Maybe you'll hear the sound better there, but I'm looking forward to trying it out. And it's augmented reality, if I'm correct, right?
Correct. Yep. So and actually,
how does? Sorry. Go ahead. So how does that take
probably
place?
Answer your question. So we're able to augment kind of anything. If you take a look at our current publication or any of the publications, there's often a little turtle star in a corner of a picture or of an ad. Mm-hmm. And utilizing our app, you can hover over it in the augmented reality, and a video will pop up. And you can freeze it, and then so that you can kind of walk away and you can watch that video, and it actually stores it in your in your bank of videos that you can watch later even. So you can do things like message from a mayor or a message from a mortgage broker. Hi, Joe. Or even from like an event sponsor if you wanted to. So picture if you wanted to have a three-person or a three-table dinner, and you could do a video to each sponsor at each of those tables that is augmented off of a coaster or off of a menu or something like that. So it's incredible the amount of things that you can actually augment, and it's another way to engage your community, right? So this is another thing on how, like back to when your previous questions about, you know, how is the media going to be changing? Like, we're coming up with new and innovative ways, to move forward and continue to engage with the community and promote all the good stuff.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm really glad this is taking place, and it's going to be something that people are able to do from the comfort of their home. What would be some other, from any events that have been submitted to Snapped, what are some upcoming events being held that people can attend from the comfort of their home?
I'm pretty sure the Blues Fest is continuing on. They'll be doing more. I did see one today. It was kind of neat. It's actually at 1 o'clock today. Bill Nuvo, who's a local magician, entertainment. And I've seen him in the community a lot. He does a lot of work, and he has a show, a virtual show today at 1 o'clock. I think you can probably find it on his Facebook page. And I think he's live streaming through YouTube. And he's going to be doing a magic and juggling show. These events are popping up everywhere. I've participated in the Canadian Cancer Society was doing their Relay for Life, and they were doing it through at St. Clair College, and it got canceled because it was, I think, at the end of March. And so they held a virtual Relay for Life to try to maintain the momentum, like I was talking about. And then the Lockout Cancer, Windsor Essex Cancer Center Foundation, actually provided a new way to engage the people that wanted to support them with doing videos. And it was like really strong women who had battled or are battling cancer able to get their message out. So there's a ton of things like that. I think Jeff Burrows is going to be doing his half drum marathon. I'm not exactly sure on the date of that, but I think it's the end of May. And I'm fairly certain that's going to be online. So, you know, it's something that people should attend virtually, show their support, words of encouragement. You've got to imagine. Here's another example. So a friend of mine who organizes a very large golf tournament, he has a large event that he's been organizing, right, for 23 mm-hmm. years, whatever it is. And he's debating on whether to cancel it right now. My advice to him is don't cancel. You've put 23 years into this. It's going to be different. Whatever you do is, you know, people will appreciate still being a part of it. And I encourage everyone to reach out to people that have organized these types of events. So Jeff Burrows, like, proud of you, bud, Jeff, for doing this. It means a lot to the people that have been supporting you the whole time, and the people that you're raising money for. So people really need to kind of change their way of thinking, maybe, or continue on the way they're thinking. It's just, there are a lot of positive people out there, or a lot of people that are supporting. So continue to do that, and don't hesitate to, you know, send a message out and, you know, really support these people that are putting these events on. Even Bill Nuvo, right? Go check it out, send a comment. And if you've got to go, then you got to go, come check it later, whatever. But it means a lot.
Yeah, no, I'm excited, and I think that a lot of events are going to be making that virtual switch. So, like you said, it's not a matter of canceling the event; it's finding a different way to host it, right?
Right. For now. Right? I still think that there's going to be a time where things get back to a new normal that has maybe a few new set of rules in place, and we do have to start, respecting each other's germ barrier or whatever you want to call it to a certain degree.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there's keep the hope, right? That's the other thing, is like, a lot of people, some people are canceling their events. Don't cancel them. Figure out an innovative way to do something to recognize the support that you've been given. Maybe that's a way to look at it. you know, and for you as the event organizer to still do that event in some form to show the other people that you haven't given up and that you have the hope and you have the, you know, the desire to make it happen. I'm struggling myself with this, with Play for a Cure, which is that event that you talked about at the beginning. It tremendously successful our first year last year, and this year was ramping up to be better, bigger, more awesomer. and I'm struggling with, because it was supposed to be in March, right? So we've officially postponed it. I haven't actually canceled it, and I don't know yet what we're going to be able to do. I mean, I'm going to give myself a deadline of when I actually have to pull the chute on it. If I don't see some rules or openings or changes, even then I'm able to have it in some form. But, you know, I'm working on something right now that can, you know, kind of engage all of our participants and sponsors in a fun way. And it would be virtually. You know, I'd love to see Marty McSorley interviewing Ally Frady. I mean, I'm just a little bit maybe worried on McSorley trying to figure out a Zoom call or who knows, right? But anyways, I think it's something that I'm trying to work out right now to try to, you know, kind of maintain the momentum of the event. Like I said, to, you know, create some hope and that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, which I strongly believe there is.
Awesome. So, Jeff, do you have any advice for business owners that may be a part of the entertainment, media, news industry is huge right now? Any advice you could give them during this time?
Well, for entertainment, I'm going to say just don't give up. For the event people, like find an innovative way to create something that makes it happen to maintain that momentum. For the media, yeah, it's a big challenge, media and news right now. And, you know, I want the truth for news that's given to me, and to try to find a trusted source is important. For myself, it's just been to continue on what we're doing, which is promoting all the good news that's out there. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have to find a way to reinvent yourself, then just try to think outside the box. I mean, for us, we were mainly a pickup publication. So we've reorganized, and now we do direct mail. Again, I don't foresee that being a forever thing. It may be something that is supplements our pickup locations when the time does come that we're able to start filling up the racks again. But you know, I think you just have to think outside the box and find innovative ways to maintain the momentum that you've already created. You know, there's been a few opportunities that have opened up for us. I think a couple of the local publications have unfortunately had to close their doors. So I'd really like to give those communities an opportunity to have a version of Snaps in their communities to further solidify being a community and a way to further engage the community. You know, something that I think sometimes, you know, a traditional, you know, news publication misses the mark on. So anyways, like I said, some opportunities have opened up for us, and I think we're going to try to grow. So it's been interesting.
Yeah, no, times are changing, and especially with the media and news, making that adjustment to digital marketing has definitely become important. So Jeff, I really appreciate your time here today, and I have to leave with one last question that I keep forgetting to ask every show. Is where in Windsor do you enjoy grabbing a cup of coffee? Where's your favorite place?
I can say more than one, right?
Absolutely.
Tim Hortons is one of my staples for sure. And then Anchor Coffee. Okay. I really enjoy still going back to the one on your online.
Okay.
And then you also, I saw before you asked about mugs.
Yes. Oh, so I love it.
Most awesome dad in the whole entire history of the world ever.
I love it. But yeah, Anchor's been huge. And for those watching, go check out Anchor if you can. I believe they have curbside right now.
Yes, they do.
So definitely check it out. Support local. It's so important. And yep. Also for those watching, I'm still selling these mugs. They're $25. All proceeds are benefiting Street Help. We're at $600 in about a week. So please go help out and show your support for the local missions during this time. And thanks for watching the Coffee with Craner show.
How are you delivering the mugs?
So that's a great question. I am dropping them off on people's front porch.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, nice and easy. So, yeah, it's been great.
Awesome. You'll be delivering one to my house. I'll order one.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Nice to meet you. Thanks.
Yes. We'll talk soon.
Bye-bye.